David, you are on the air here on News Radio WRVA. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I just heard Ms. Gray's interview. She did really well. And I was just calling to give you the real motivation behind my request.
Your request? My producer's telling me you've got a real connection to this. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I am his nephew.
You're Arthur Ashe's nephew. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad you called then. Sure. Tell me what you're thinking.
My approach to Kim Gray and Councilwoman Gray in reference to this renaming has always been about finding a way to help the school system put money back into their budget.
All right.
So I initially had a conversation several years ago about the possibility of them tearing down the Arthur Ashe Center. So through much thought and prayer, I recognized, I said, well, considering that the building was in such disrepair and was going to cost astronomical amount of money to repair it, I said, well, a logical idea would be to, one, the logical idea would be to, one, say, hey, City of Richmond, if you plan on selling the building or tearing down the building, by all means, you have our blessings to do it. Mm-hmm. And on the backside of that, it saves the school board money since the building is under RPS.
And it's draining funds off their account. I got you.
Okay. Right. So,
but why do the boulevard change then?
So my thinking was behind that was that in order to continue to have an honor for him, still a presence of honoring him, was to do the boulevard, which is a very short stretch of roadway. It's not a huge stretch of roadway. And I was thinking changing the signs would not be astronomical. And upkeep of the signs and upkeep of the road, those funds and budgetary line items are already there. And ultimately, over the long term, it will allow RPS to recognize the money that they were putting out for that building to maintain it, or whatever maintenance they were doing, they can put that back towards their budget.
I see. Get that off the books and redirect it.
Right.
Well, you know, David, it's an interesting idea, and one of the things that I take heart in this conversation, I hope you'll agree with me, is that even though there's some people who may not support the name change, it gives us a chance to talk about your uncle's impact, both in Richmond, the way he was treated, the way he rebounded from that, the success of his life. And I honestly, I don't know, you know, some people are rude, and you may have heard different things than I have, but I haven't heard anybody say anything nasty about your uncle at all. And I think that's a good thing, to talk about Arthur Ashe and his legacy, even if this doesn't go through. And it sounds like your motivation was to be helpful to the city. And you know, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah,
this morning.
And you know, like I said, it's, you know, and I understand some people don't like to be inconvenienced and et cetera. Mm-hmm. However, you know, along the boulevard, you have a lot of renters. And if you ride down the boulevard, you see a sign that says for rent. So
that's
my
true.
Thing is, you're asking people to move in and change their address ultimately.
Yeah.
So, you know, just adding a man's name that had a huge impact all over the world in reference to diversity and in reference to heart health, in reference to the AIDS research and et cetera.
Right.
You know, how can you viably say, you know, it's a bad idea?
I got you. Well, listen, I really do appreciate you sharing your motivation and that story. Yeah. And you know what? Let's get David's number so we can talk to you again, because this isn't going away anytime soon.
Right.
Thank you, David Harris. I appreciate it.